In this bulletin, a British judge upholds an arrest warrant for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, the government under attack on negative gearing and health funding, and Australia prepares to play England in Hobart as the 2020 Cricket Tri-Series continues. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Diet. A British judge has upheld an arrest warrant for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. The British arrest warrant was issued against Mr. Assange in 2012 for jumping bail. Since then, Mr. Assange has been living in the Ecuadorian embassy in London, unable to leave. His lawyers had asked that the warrant be revoked, as he's no longer wanted for questioning in Sweden over alleged sex crimes. Julian Assange suspects there's a secret indictment against him and a warrant for his arrest in the United States over WikiLeaks' leaking of classified US material. His lawyer, Jennifer Robinson, says her client needs an assurance he won't be extradited to the United States.
This case is and has always been about the risk of extradition to the United States, and that risk remains real. Nobody can credibly deny that risk. We've had the head of the CIA declare WikiLeaks a hostile non-state intelligence agency. We've heard the US Attorney General say that prosecuting Julian Assange is a priority. In these circumstances, it is time to provide an assurance against extradition so that this untenable situation can end.
The federal opposition says the government is insulting patients, nurses and doctors in Australia's hospital system. Fairfax Media has obtained a leaked draft proposal showing the government plans to take a tough line with states demanding big boosts to public hospital funding. The federal government will continue to pay 45% of the cost of hospital funding, and the growth in Commonwealth government spending on hospitals will be kept at 6.5% per year. The opposition says the proposal, if implemented, will lock in 7 years of public hospital funding cuts, leaving many people on waiting lists. Opposition health spokeswoman Catherine King says it's a bad idea for all concerned.
Be in no doubt, this is a dud deal. It is a dud deal for the states, it is a dud deal for our public hospitals, and it's a dud deal for every Australian who uses our public hospital system.
The Productivity Commission is calling on the federal government to set up a new body to oversee competition, and it has the banking and financial sector in its sights. The Australian newspaper is reporting a draft report by the Commission says a separate body is needed to ensure taxpayers are not penalised. The draft report says current policy allows the big four banks, the ANZ, the National Australia Bank, the Commonwealth and Westpac, to profit at the expense of homeowners and small business. Opposition Treasury spokesman Chris Bowen says the report is particularly a repudiation of Treasurer Scott Morrison's policy on negative gearing.
Because Scott Morrison has left the heavy lifting to the regulators, to APRA, banks have increased their profit margins, and that has been subsidised by the taxpayer due to negative gearing.
The Commonwealth Bank's half-year profit has fallen nearly 2% in the wake of the company's alleged breach of money laundering laws. The bank expects to pay $375 million in civil penalties over its alleged breaches of reporting responsibilities on suspicious transactions. It's also received $200 million for costs to be incurred in the forthcoming Banking Royal Commission. The bank's half-year profit is slightly more than $4.7 billion, helped by owner-occupier lending rising by 7.5% last year. But new laws say investor lending increased by only half of 1%. In cricket, new Australian batsman Darcy Short says he's prepared to bat further down the order than normal. The Hobart Hurricanes batsman has forced his way into the national team after scoring 572 runs, opening the batting in the Big Bash League this season. But having made just 4 runs on international debut this past weekend, and with Aaron Finch possibly returning from injury for Australia in tonight's 2020 International versus England in Hobart, Short says he'll bat where the team sees fit for him to do so. We'll now look at today's weather. Perth, possible shower, 28 degrees. Adelaide, mostly sunny and 38. Mostly sunny in Melbourne, 36 degrees. Hobart, similar conditions and 28. Partly cloudy in Canberra, 31. Sunny for Wollongong, 26. Sydney, also sunny, 27. Similar conditions in Newcastle, 24. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 28. Cairns, a possible shower, 31. And Darwin, showers and a storm likely, and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett. Stay connected with SBS News online and on social.